Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta say, I'm enjoying the off-air show as much as the on-air show today, here with WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Dan Ball.
Hey, happy birthday. By the way, I ran from the behind the glass today because I found out Stiz was sick.
No, I think that was smart. You don't want to sit in an enclosed small room with a man who said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have come in today. Like, good call by you. Get the hell out of
Maybe
there.
Maybe a soft move, but
nope,
I feel okay
nope,
with it.
Nope,
smart
nope,
move.
Nope.
Unless
Smart
unless Stiz, of course, didn't wear his mask, you know.
Yeah, mask up.
Mask it up.
I know. I was thinking of that. I probably
thought you tree-hugging hippies wore masks.
I probably do have a bag in my closet with all the COVID masks. You know what started to get bad when, like, Adidas was putting out face
Under
masks?
Armor.
Nike.
Yeah. A $40 mask?
I need Louis Vuitton COVID mask.
Yeah, no one misses a chance to make money in this country.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and a vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. Dan Ball, the game and the floor is yours.
Thank you. So as we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour, ESPN put out a story ranking 109 skills in football that football players can have. And they nominated the players that they thought best fit each skill. So to recap it, Drake May was given the best touch and timing and was also given the best pocket poise. And it was kind of, you mentioned this, I don't know if it was on air or off air, but Brian Burns saying like he might even be a little too poised in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like it, interesting timing on that, but and then the top punt returner, Marcus Jones, which is no real surprise on that. So I went through the article. I grabbed a couple of my favorites and created a couple of my own. It's a Drake May 10 skills that Patriots players possess. Who is the best Patriot at this specific skill? So we'll go Andy, Ted, and Fitzy. Just name your player that comes to mind when I say the most explosive rusher on the Patriots. Or runner, I should say, on the Patriots.
Okay, because my answer was going to have to change quickly.
Sorry.
The most explosive runner, that'd be Marcus Jones.
Okay. Ted Johnson?
Henderson.
Okay. Fitzy?
Kyle Williams.
Those are the three answers. I actually wrote those three names down, and then I picked Marcus Jones from the trio.
Okay. Best route runner?
I'm going to say Diggs.
Diggs.
Diggs. Diggs.
Not really overly close on that one?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to think of an option, and I couldn't really come up with another one.
Far and away the best.
Yeah.
Is there somebody who comes to mind as potentially second best if you swept the best being
Hunter
Diggs?
Henry might be?
Okay.
Hunter Henry, okay. Yeah.
I might give Mac Hollins some love. He gets open.
That was the one that jumped to mind.
That's a good one. Mac Hollins is in the run. Okay, good.
The most elusive pass catcher on the Patriots.
I went with Pop Douglas.
I like that. Ted?
Probably I would say yes, Pop Douglas. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to Kyle Williams again because of his afterburners that he can turn on.
No love for Kayshon Booty in that one.
No,
he's not terribly elusive.
Yeah, elusive. It's more
he's always covered, but he makes the contested catch.
Contested.
Is contested catch on there? I'd say Kayshon Booty.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Just added it.
There you go. Yeah, we'll add the 11th one in there. And the most reliable target on the Patriots for Drake.
Once
Hunter
again,
Henry.
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
Fitzy?
Yep. Oh, Hunter Henry by a mile.
Okay. Moving off of the targets on the offense, who is the anchor of the offensive line?
This was by far the hardest question you had on the list.
Okay.
I put question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to go Will Campbell. I don't really feel great about answering any one of the five, and it's funny because they've been pretty good. I almost want to say Doug Marrone, but I'll say Will Campbell.
I'll say Will Campbell as well.
Yeah, I'll round it out with Sling Blade to Tackle, Dan.
Was there, who did you think it was going to be coming into the year?
Mike Onwenu.
Really?
Supposed to be Mike Onwenu. He makes like $50 million over 4 years or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, when you think of the anchor, I think of the center position.
Yeah.
So Garrett Bradbury, just that by nature of the position, they're considered, quote unquote, the anchors.
Right. But it's, I can't really say,
This line is going to look very, this has nothing to do with the game. This line is going to look very different next year.
Oh, yeah. The mock drafts are already mocking various linemen to the Patriots next year. That's
because Wilson will move to center probably if Bradbury's only one and done. Moses could, for all we know, retire. I mean, yeah, it could look very different next year.
Fitzy, I'm going to mock you out.
I'm doing it, Ted. That's what I got. Happy birthday, Ted. I got you a mock draft. Want to do all seven rounds?
No, we need eight with the compensatory picks on the back end, please. Give everything.
So you need a, you're going to need a, probably a left guard and a right tackle, you're thinking, in the draft?
Well, Marcus Bryant was in
left guard. What are we talking about?
Left guard, with the assumption that Jared Wilson moves to center, which is his natural position.
Oh,
unless you don't want to touch the left side of the line, which I could get down with based on the way that they're playing.
I think most likely is a right tackle, and then you figure out if you're going to move those guys, whatever goes on in there. Morgan Moses, to roll the dice and say he's going to be your right tackle again, feels a little risky. But maybe you start the year and then work Marcus Bryant in. Maybe you have a young guy waiting in the wings. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. All right, other side of the football, best tackler on defense is
Robert Spillane.
I went with Gibbons.
Dr. Gibby.
I think Dr. Gibby is a really good tackler.
Fitzy, what's your thought?
Marcus Jones.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
He is a fundamentally sound, harder than he should be hitting tackler. I would also go HT to the eraser, Craig Woodson, also very sound in his fundamentals.
He was my second option, Craig Woodson, and I didn't think of Marcus Jones. I'm mad at myself. That's a good one.
Did you have any expectation that Marcus Jones would be in that conversation, or Jack Gibbons, for that matter?
No, not really, but the way this defense has come together, and I'll be honest, I'm probably holding the first 2 weeks against Spillane longer than I should, since we're 13 weeks or 14 weeks into the season.
Yeah, that was back in the summer. You got to let that go, bro.
Yeah, I do. I have issues with that. I have issues. I'm just, we're gonna accept
He's also a very up. Have you guys noticed, like, when the play takes, like, the ball's about to snap, Ted, I don't remember, you know, if you were, like, What your stance was
The other guy.
You got pretty low, right?
Yep.
Like knees on, like your elbows on knees. Yeah, yeah, hands on knees. Spillane might be the most upright linebacker I've ever seen
play. Well, he's not that tall. Right. So,
but he just plays straight up.
Yeah.
It's sort of the Ashton Gentry of the defense. Some of the running backs, like Ashton Gentry, is famous for that. Yeah. He literally stands.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight Le'Veon Bell was straight up all the
George
time.
Used to run straight up.
Yeah.
Yep. Jerome Bettis kind of runs straight up.
Well, his straight was a little round.
Yeah. It was, I mean, the stomach was leading the way, but you could see both of his numbers clearly. Mike Allstott, oh, my God, forget it, ran so low. Terrell Davis ran so friggin' low that you could never get a good shot on him.
Somebody shared a quote of yours on Twitter, and I think you quote tweeted it maybe a week ago, talking about a defender who you could play a movie on his ass when he was in his stance.
Yeah.
Do you remember who that
Ted Washington. Ted Washington. I mean, the biggest, you know, dumper I've ever seen, man.
Big, scary man.
Oh, yeah. Wiggy said in Super Bowl 38, he tried to get a chip on him because, you know, obviously you played against your old teammate, said he ran full speed into Ted Washington and bounced off of him, it hurt so bad because Ted was 400 pounds of brick, and that's
Don't say anything about his weight now. He gets a little sensey about his weight.
Yes, he was.
You would think he would care about. Yeah, he's
he was a significant amount of person. Yeah. We'll put it that way. Was.
Really, and just muscle. A sweetheart of a guy.
Was he
all that size? Oh yeah, really good. Good
I don't
guy.
Remember
didn't
it being
talk
that
a whole
way.
Lot. Yeah, he'd just scowl at you, but
cause yeah, that's
were
what
terrified
I
terrified of him.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, he'd
where
scowl
was the
you.
Sweet part?
Well, he was sweet to the guys he liked.
Andy, you know, you and Ted did not have the same experience with the Patriots in the early 2000s.
No, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Just making sure you're aware.
But
that.
I never saw the sweet part. Well, I saw the sweet part of some players.
You're the enemy, bro.
I was the enemy.
Even though
at the time.
You were house media, you're still the enemy.
All right,
house media. That one hurts, Ted. How long you been holding that in the holster? He's feeling himself at the end of his happy
birthday. I can say whatever I want.
Wow. That's fair. All right, we'll rip through these real quick. Best defender against the run.
Tonga.
Okay.
Milton Williams.
Nice. Vitsy.
Milton Williams. I mean, look what happened.
Fair enough. Most reliable defensive back in coverage.
It's Gonzo, even though there have been some lapses.
Yeah.
Gonzo.
Gonzo. Mm-hmm. Vitsy.
Yep. Come on.
All right. Outside of the players, the most valuable assistant coach or coordinator this season. Andy's not going to give a real answer. So, Ted, what's your answer?
I'll say Josh McDaniels.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Let's go, buddy.
Hey, do we have a do we get Big Josh tomorrow? Do we get your guy?
We should have a coordinator tomorrow, but it is the bye week, so we'll effort to get an answer on that, Fitzgerald.
Thank you very much. I know the audience enjoys hearing from our buddy.
Yeah, tune in at 2 to find out. We'll all find out together.
Let's all find out together.
And Drake May was given two different traits. It was best touch and timing as well as best pocket poise. Andy Hart, what is Drake May's best trait?
I think I made one up. Smoothness.
Oh,
I think he plays the smoothest quarterback football game that you will see in the NFL right now.
Yeah. I think the deep ball accuracy would be number one.
Yeah. Fitzy?
Interviews.
That's Sam Darnold. Do you know Sam Darnold, according to ESPN, is the best deep ball in the NFL?
That's bull crap right there.
in reality, not joking about the interviews and whatnot, I would say fluidity. I'd say he's the way he moves about the pocket, his ease of motion, the way he throws the ball,
so
fluidity.
Yeah.
I like that.
Smoothness, fluidity. I think we're on the same page, Fitzy.
Andy, what is Christian Arkan's best trait?
Loudness.
Thanks.
Hello and welcome to the Christian Arkan Show.
Good evening.
Dude. I would say the fact that you can pull the Arkan out of the driveway right after you start it.
Gets going. Hey, everybody. Let me tell you something. At 10 in the a.m. on a Sunday, it's the same volume. Doesn't matter. True. Welcome in to the
That's
Sunday.
The beauty.
I got a lot blushing. To say. I got to yell about it. That's what it is. Happy birthday, Ted, by the
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, Bubba. Appreciate you.
You're working out later or are you getting there?
You know what? That's what I'm doing to celebrate my birthday.
Well, okay, but after you're done working out, then what?
He's going to return the 147 texts he hasn't answered.
Yes, okay, I got to return that. That's what I'm doing, returning texts.
He's going to put on some Chardet, watch Thursday night football, and have a high-protein dinner.
Pretty big Thursday night game tonight. Huh?
Huge
Very
game.
Important game for both of these teams.
You and Vitsy are on the same page. Huge game.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a lot about the Patriots, how fast they got good again compared to some of these other dynasties recently. The Steelers in the 70s, Cowboys, the Niners, like all those teams, how long it took them to get good again as opposed to what the Patriots appear to be doing here. And Nick Goss on NBC Sports Boston had an interesting thing today about MVPs who won the MVP in their second season. There's some crazy names on that list, which we'll get to as well. Belichick and Kraft stuff. Did you see Florio today, by the way?
No.
That Aaron Rodgers thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw some of it. I don't know if I saw Aura. I saw him getting called out by
Universal
reporters.
Scolding by, like, every Boston, every Patriots media guy. And it wasn't even a Boston story. I thought that was awesome.
Because he's a dink. Florio's a dink.
I know.
It is what it is.
Seems that way, yeah. Anyway, we only have 90 minutes, so I'm going to only yell a little bit.
Perfect. Stick around for 90 minutes of energetic yelling from Christian Arkan. We'll be back tomorrow. We just were updated. No coordinator. It is a bye week, so Josh wanted to get to his bye, too. He didn't want to talk to us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll talk to Mike Giardi. We'll have some Sox talk. We haven't gotten to the Sonny Gray stuff, and also they're pursuing multiple big bats. Little gullible Andy likes the sounds of that. We'll talk about it all with you tomorrow, 2 to 6. See you.
Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday, number 52. Happy birthday to Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.